Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
So this is a very passionate topic for a lot of Americans, especially Italian Americans.
As so many issues are these days, the statue honoring Christopher Columbus in Buffalo was removed in the dark of the early morning hours Friday.
Recently, in major cities across the nation, there has been damage, demolition, defacing, and even drowning of statues of Christopher Columbus. We in the city of Buffalo and the Federation of Italian American Societies was not going to allow that to happen here.
And it was done so as the city agreed with the request made by the Federation of Italian American Societies of Western New York.
It is said that if we do not learn from our history, that we are bound to repeat it.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. It was probably only a matter of time before the Columbus statue that stands in Columbus Park at Porter and Niagara in Buffalo was vandalized or perhaps forcibly removed. It's happening across the country, as you know, symbols of history perceived as controversial being removed or defaced by demonstrators. In Buffalo, a proactive measure taken after a meeting between the Federation and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. The Federation had five requests of the mayor.
Those five things were we want to restore the ownership of the Columbus statue to the Federation. We want to relocate the statue to a location that we the Federation would decide upon. We wanted to preserve this space for a future memorial to the Italian immigrant. And we wanted the renaming of Columbus Park to be in honor of Italian heritage. We also asked for a proclamation that the city would make in conjunction with the state of New York to celebrate the month of October as Italian Heritage Month, and the second Monday in October as Italian Heritage Day. I am pleased to report that Mayor Brown honored, accepted all five of our requests.
Attorney Don Alessi with the Federation, thankful and not saying yet where they're considering moving the statue. He did tell WBEN it could be located in an indoor environment, perhaps a museum setting.
And we are here today not to remove Columbus, but to relocate him to a different place. We are here today to honor all of those who came before us as Italian immigrants and all of those who have made the city of Buffalo and the state of New York and the United States of America the success that it has been. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. And this is not the only location that this statue was had. I remember as a youth, when I was in the second grade in the building right across the street, going downtown with my mother, when the Columbus statue was unveiled by the City of Buffalo and by the Federation of Italian American Societies. So this is not the only location that this statue has inhabited. And it will not be the only location going forward because, as I said before, it'll be relocated to another location.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank everyone for being here, from the Italian American community to the media. Also wanted to briefly touch base on the importance of Christopher Columbus.
History conflicts in this issue, representing a wrong for so many and also symbolic of an important time for Italian Americans in this nation. Buffalo Common Councilman Joel Ferraletto provides a history lesson on the matter.
In the late 19th and early 20th century, approximately 4 million Italians came to the United States. When they came here, they were fleeing poverty. They had very little belongings to bring with them. Many of them just came with the clothes that were on their back. They were treated very poorly. They were discriminated against. Half of them actually left and went back to Italy. Many of the original Italian immigrants went to New Orleans, and in 1891, six Italians were tried for murder. All six were found not guilty, but after the verdict came in 1891 in New Orleans, the largest lynching in U.S. history took place when 11 Italians were killed, they were shot, and their bodies were put on public display. A year after that, President Benjamin Harrison called this crime deplorable, and in 1892, he designated October 21st as a general holiday, describing Columbus as a pioneer of progress and enlightenment, and President FDR made it a national holiday in 1937. Italian immigrants were treated very poorly for decades and discriminated against. From 1905 to 1914, approximately 200,000 Italians per year came to America. In 1924, the year of the Immigration Act was passed, only 6,000 Italians came to the U.S. The early Italian immigrants had nothing in the United States, and Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day was a day for them to celebrate their Italian heritage, to celebrate the accomplishments that Italian Americans have made to society, to celebrate the sacrifice that their family members have made, and to celebrate the determination of their people. So this is a very passionate topic for a lot of Americans, especially Italian Americans. And when the Italian American Federation came up with this proposal and made requests to the city, the mayor and I, Councilmember Rivera, thought that what they were requesting was certainly reasonable. It's also important to recognize that the statue was originally owned by the Italian American Federation. The Italian American Federation gifted it to the city and requested that it be gifted back to the Federation to be placed at a private location, and the other items that Mr. Alessi had brought up and had already addressed.
It is said that if we do not learn from our history, that we are bound to repeat it.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown standing at the remaining base of the statue in Columbus Park, marking a truly historic moment in his city.
And unfortunately, in this country for hundreds of centuries, the history of racism and discrimination against different people has continued to be repeated. I want to applaud the Federation's decision to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus so that a new statue honoring the significant contributions of Italian Americans can be placed here instead. Like many, as you heard from Councilmember Ferraletto, Italians who first arrived in this country faced prejudice and discrimination. They were barred from jobs, excluded from schools, and depicted in racially insensitive ways in the media. Over the years, there has been a growing movement to find other ways to acknowledge and celebrate the richness of the Italian American heritage. It is certainly fitting that today we as a community, with the leadership of the Federation of Italian American Societies, find a new way to honor the Italian American community that has done so much for Buffalo and our nation. Our nation's heritage is mixed with both good and bad elements. As you heard, Columbus Day was first celebrated as a way to end racial discrimination against Italian Americans, and later, for some, became a painful reminder of racial injustice. More important than the statue or the name of the park is that this space was dedicated to honor the contributions of the Italian American community to this city and to our nation. Again, I thank the Federation of Italian American Societies of Western New York for their courage in making this decision and making this request to the city.
No word on when or where that monument will be moved.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.